Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
It's your Pro Football Today news update.
Are you ready for some football? Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. Good morning, Mike. I'm Alex Fasano with your news update. I'll be coming back to you every hour with the inactives, injury updates, and anything to get you prepared for week one of the NFL. We're going to get right into it, guys. Browns taking on the Titans at 1 o'clock at First Energy Stadium. A couple injuries I can report for this one. Tennessee, Reggie Gilbert, linebacker, is out. And Kevin Pamphile, the guard for the Titans, is questionable. On Cleveland's side, Sione Taki-Taki, the linebacker, is questionable. The over-under in this game is 44, and the Browns are your 5.5-point favorites in this one. Next game, Baltimore taking on the Dolphins, the Baltimore Ravens and Miami Dolphins. Baltimore, your 7-point favorites in this one. The over-under is 40.5. Coming to you from Hard Rock Stadium at 1 p.m. Eastern. Baltimore injury reports, Brandon Carr, the cornerback, is questionable. And Marquise Brown, wide receiver, is questionable as well. On Miami side of the ball, Trent Harris, the defensive end, Albert Wilson, your wide receiver, and Bobby McCain, cornerback, are all questionable in this matchup. Falcons taking on the Vikings. Vikings, your 3.5-point favorites in this one. Over-under is 47. 1 p.m. Eastern at U.S. Bank Stadium. Atlanta, Matt Gono, the offensive tackle, is officially out for this matchup. And Minnesota, Tyler Conklin, the tight end, and Stephon Diggs, your star wide receiver, are both questionable in this one. We'll talk about that a little later. We'll get more updates to you as the day rolls on. Next matchup, the Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets. New York Jets, your 2.5-point favorites. Over-under is 41 in this one. Coming to you from 1 p.m. Eastern at MetLife Stadium. The Buffalo Bills, Tyler Kroft, tight end, is doubtful. And Andre Roberts, wide receiver, is out for this matchup. On the Jets side of the ball, Trumaine Johnson and Robbie Anderson, both questionable. Johnson, your cornerback, obviously, and Robbie Anderson, your wide receiver, both questionable in this one, but we'll get more updates as the day continues. The Redskins taking on the Eagles, Washington football team, and Philadelphia Eagles, your minus 10 favorites in this one, Philadelphia, and 44.5 is the over-under. Coming at you 1 p.m. Eastern from Lincoln Financial Field, Washington side of the ball, Colt McCoy, your backup quarterback, is officially out for this one as well. Crumpling up those papers, I like the sound of that. Jordan Reed, your tight end, is also questionable for Washington football team. And on the other side, Philadelphia, he's officially out. Jordan Reed is officially out, I'm being told by Dane Martinez. He is officially out for this matchup. And Philadelphia Eagles, Jordan Mailata, linebacker, is out for this one as well. The Rams taking on the Panthers, your 1.5-point favorites in Los Angeles, 1 p.m. Eastern from Bank of America Stadium. The over-under is 49.5. Los Angeles Rams, no injuries to report as of yet, but we'll keep you updated as the day rolls on. And Carolina, we got Greg Little, the offensive tackle, and Bruce Irvin, your defensive end, both out for this matchup. Continuing with the 1 o'clock games, the last one on the slate, the Kansas City Chiefs taking on your Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas City, 3.5-point favorites, coming at you 1 p.m. Eastern from TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville. 50.5 is the over-under. Kansas City injury report is Xavier Williams, defensive tackle, and Jordan Lucas, your safety, are both questionable for this matchup. And on the other side, Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Oliver, the backup tight end, is officially out in this matchup. Marcel Darius, the defensive tackle, is questionable. And Cam Robinson, the offensive tackle in Jacksonville, is doubtful for this matchup. Switching to the 4 o'clock games, the Indianapolis Colts taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers, your 6.5-point favorites in this one. 44.5, the over-under. Game coming at you 4:05 p.m. Eastern time from Dignity Health Sports Park. On the Colts side of the ball, Jabal Sheard, the defensive end, is officially out of this game. And Jordan Wilkins, third-string running back for the Colts, is questionable in this matchup. On the other side of the ball, the Los Angeles Chargers, Jeremy Davis, wide receiver, is doubtful. Denzel Perriman, the linebacker, is questionable. And your place kicker, Mike Bagley is officially listed as doubtful. So we're looking at Ty Long to be the replacement place kicker in this matchup. We'll go one more 4 o'clock game for you guys. The Bengals taking on the Seahawks. Seahawks, your 9.5-point favorites in this one. The over-under is 44.5. Coming at you from 4.05 p.m. Eastern Time, CenturyLink Field, all the way in Seattle. Cincinnati's injury report reporting Travion Williams, running back, is doubtful. And Cordy Glenn, your offensive tackle, is officially out for this one. And on Seattle side of the ball, David Moore, wide receiver, is out. Joey Hunt, the center, is officially out. And your defensive end, Ezekiel Ansah, is questionable for the Seahawks. We'll go one more game in this one. The Detroit Lions taking on the Arizona Cardinals at 4:25 p.m. Eastern time State Farm Stadium in Arizona in this one. Detroit Lions linebacker Jared Davis is questionable. And Rashawn Melvin, the cornerback, is also questionable. And for Arizona, Marcus Gilbert, the offensive tackle, is officially out for this one. And Zeke Turner, the linebacker, is questionable in this one. Detroit Lions, your 3-point favorites in this matchup. The over-under is 46. Once again, I'm Alex Fasano for your news update. I'll be coming back each hour to give you all the injury updates for week one.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network. Pro Football Today.
Back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis! Touchdown! Oh my goodness! What are they going to rule? He caught it? Touchdown! He did what?
Here's the snap, the ball is down. Dempsey kicks, it's on the way! It is! Good! It's good! It's good!
Here we are, folks, week one on the Sports Grid TV network. Thanks for watching us today. Got a lot of shows coming at you, so the information's coming fast and furious, just as the games are going to be coming fast and furious. I'm your host, Mike Blewett, and here we are at Pro Football Today. I'm live from the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. So it's a good day to be in New Jersey. Maybe you don't hear that very often, but today is that day. Got some wagers in. We've got a lot of wagering info to relay to you. Obviously, for you DFS players out there, we're going to have you covered as well. We're going to span the entire spectrum of the pro football information that you need, not just fantasy sports, not just DFS, wagering as well. We'll put it together in one nice tight package and cover every game that we can. So in order to help me along this journey today is my friends and guys that you've heard here before on the Sports Grid TV network. It's Dane Martinez. He's in Studio 34 in New York. Dane, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Mike. It feels like Christmas morning to me. They need to have a separate window for you, though, Blewett, because I know you're going to be going back and forth in those 3 hours. Are you going to be able to do it in the span of a commercial break?
I got a proxy, so just I have a proxy. Will, is our producer, is going to be my proxy, so if I need wagers during the break, he can run those over to me. And Joe Ranieri is coming to us live from Florida. So, Joe, how are you this morning?
Doing fantastic, Mike. Still coming down from the craziness of college football yesterday, but no time to sleep. We've got some NFL football today to cover.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be covering that. We'll find out if Joe had a good day or a bad day in college football at some point. I did not really get a lot going. I had a lot to prep for today, and I got a lot of wagers in that I'll inform you about a little bit later in the show. Seasonal wagers, over, under totals, and then obviously today's action. We'll get into the injury information when it's relevant in about 90 minutes at 11:30 Eastern, and we'll obviously get into the big story in the NFL this weekend. Some guy named Antonio Brown had a couple things going on. So we'll talk about that, get the opinions from Dane and Joe, and take you through all of the games today, tonight, tomorrow as well. So thanks for watching the Sports Grid TV network. I'm Mike Blewett, and we'll be right back after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's money now, the number 100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Welcome back to PFT. We're here on the premises of the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey, in the Meadowlands. Got Bills Jets going off in a little under 3 hours. So happy to have you here joining us. We'll get into some information that you need. And, you know, we had a whole bunch of things planned for this first segment of this show, and we were going to talk about Zeke Elliott's new contract, and we'll still do that. We were going to talk about Julio Jones's new contract, and we'll do that, and Tyreek Hill, and all this other stuff. But somebody stole the spotlight. I think he's somebody that fancies himself as someone that should constantly be in the spotlight. That's Antonio Brown. So the Raiders obviously have moved on from him, and he immediately signs with the New England Patriots. Dane, I'm going to throw it to you first. There's some conspiracy theorists out there that thought he wanted this all along. So tell me if you think that there's any merit to that, A, and B, how does this impact these lineups in both Oakland and New England for the remainder of the season?
So I think it is a true conspiracy theory to believe that this was kind of orchestrated by Antonio Brown in the first place and that this is where he wanted to be. Maybe at some point in this process, you know, like when he released a YouTube video or after he realized that his feet were going to be a problem for multiple weeks, maybe that's possible. But I'm looking at it a different side, Blewett. You know, the way I look at it is what I really don't know yet is how much of this is him just being a diva. How much of this is him getting bad advice from an entourage or what have you, you know, pumping him up that he does deserve the spotlight, the entire narrative on Hard Knocks, whatever you want to say. And how much of this is that we need to take a different tact and actually wrap our arms around Antonio? Maybe there is an issue here that when it comes to light, we'll be less kind of joking about, you know? And that's why I really don't know what to make of it anymore. It's interesting. He winds up with the Patriots. And so you could say, like, all is well and good at the end, but I really think we are not done with this story, and so I don't want to kind of make fun or make light of some of the issues we've seen, because I do think it's within the realm of possibility that there is something real going on, and he needs our help.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Clearly, we can't. The armchair diagnoses are flying around, but I think it's a reasonable thing to say that the behavior was so erratic that maybe there's something else at play. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to jump to the conclusion that because he's had a concussion in the past that he's suffering from that. Some people will take you to that place. But I'm just saying that the behavior was erratic.
Right.
Starting in Pittsburgh and now, and it doesn't have to be football related. It could be mental health related, right, Dave?
It could be, absolutely. And, you know, like, listen, in the same way we treat alcoholism in this country or addiction in this country, remember there's another Patriots wide receiver, Josh Gordon, right, who some people have this narrative on, and other people are like, wait a second, he may have a legitimate addiction. We have to treat this differently. And I'm just waiting a little bit before I make some crazy declarations on that, oh, Antonio's crazy, or, oh, this was all him, you know, trying to manipulate the narrative to wind up where he wants. I'm just holding out judgment. What I will say for the fantasy side of things, though, Blewett, is that you have to boost up Terrell Williams. Remember, they invested money in him in the offseason, right? And he now slides in to be the number one wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Now, it's a tough matchup on Monday night against the Denver Broncos. I'll give you that. But the types of target share, the type of opportunity he's going to get, he just moves one rung up the ladder. And the other beneficiary of this has to be Clemson product Hunter Renfrow, who, if you saw Hard Knocks, like, yo, Gruden loves this guy. He gets in and out of his breaks, a really nice potential slot receiver, and I think he's going to see a boost in target share in Oakland as well.
Yeah, so, Joe, let's talk about the other side of things, and that is the fact that the movement I saw was a half a win down on the season. Raiders were at 6.5. It's now down to 6. The Patriots have obviously come down slightly as far as their odds were concerned. They're down to +550, so 5.5 to 1 in the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the Super Bowl. How do you feel that the Brown addition impacts the Patriots' ability to win the Super Bowl? Do you like the value on either the Raiders under bet or over bet? Because maybe his subtraction is an addition, as the Steelers feel that way, and people feel that way about the Steelers. And how do you feel about Patriots' value now? Is it coming down too low to make it worth it?
You know, it's interesting, Mike. I mean, first and foremost, what an amazing role model the NFL is, right? You can absolutely do everything the wrong way, but if you've got talent, it is the only thing that matters in the NFL. And if they ever try to sell us on anything other than talent first, everything else comes second, unless, of course, it's caught on video, then we have to deal with it. They're lying to you, because the NFL is a talent-first league, always has been, always will be, and AB proves that. But listen, they've been trying all offseason to figure out, and that's been the biggest topic of conversation with the Patriots. How are you going to replace Gronk? Where is, you know, how are you going to replace that kind of production? Well, of course the Patriots go out and get Antonio Brown. Of course they do. Now you've got the possibility of a Josh Gordon, Antonio Brown, stretch in the field, Edelman now, you know, White and Sony Michel. The possibilities are endless. And I do think I would hold off on the, before we crown them the Super Bowl champions here, Mike, because there's got to be a line out there that he don't make it past week 4. I mean, the one thing we know about the Patriots is They are the stable organization to be able to handle somebody like AB and help him recoup his image. But we also know they will tolerate none of his crap. So there's no guarantee if it is like you guys are leaning that maybe it is something mentally going on up there. Maybe, who knows, CT, whatever it may be. I can tell you this, the Patriots ain't going, they're not going to tolerate it. So they'll give him the chance of a lifetime, but he's going to have to earn it with the Patriots. They're not just going to hand it to him. They'll release him in 3 weeks if he causes any problems.
Yeah, and I would say they obviously brought Chad Johnson in at one point, and it didn't really work out. He was unproductive. They brought Randy Moss in. He was extremely productive. But then, remember, he did get released in the middle of the season by the Patriots as well. So exactly. They will tolerate you, to Joe's point, to a point. If they find that the distraction is far outweighs the amount of catches and touchdowns that he can get, then he'll be gone soon. I suspect that he'll keep it in line for a period of time. He is now playing for another deal. The interesting part is, yes, he sacrificed $30 million in guarantees, but he can earn up to $15 here in New England and then be on the market again. And would he get more than 30 guaranteed? I don't know. Maybe he's playing on shorter term deals, 2-year guarantees, things of that nature, but he could end up making just as much or more at his next stop. So let's just move on to another topic, because we could probably talk about AB for an hour, but I want to talk about the games that are happening today. So Dane, I'm going to pose it to you. Zeke Elliott signs his deal on Wednesday. It seems like forever ago that happened because of all the nonsense related to Antonio Brown. It's the richest contract ever for a running back, and I know you guys had broken it down during the week. There's good guarantees in there. Bottom line is he has a chance to make $50 million over 4 years. But do you think Zeke is going to be at full force today, and how does that impact your take on this -7 line right now for the Cowboys?
Yeah, so I think that is interesting, Blue. Do I think he'll be out there for some of his load? Yes. Is it fair to expect him to get 25 carries today? I don't think so, right? So how does that apply? Listen, if you had the stones to draft Ezekiel Elliott as a number 3 or 4 player overall in your fantasy season-long draft, and you have him, you have to start him. You have to run out and play him week 1 against the Giants, right? However, if you're playing DFS, I'm not so sure. When I look over on FanDuel, he is the second most expensive running back at 9,100, behind only the running back he'll see on the other side of the field, Saquon Barkley. So I think you can go other places for value, because I think he's not going to get his full complement, but he is going to start going. And I guarantee in the first couple of series, they are going to give the ball to Zeke. You will see him going like that after his first down. But in the second half, I think they will moderate some of his touches. For me, call it about 15 carries today against the G-men.
Joe, how does this impact your take on this game right now? Cowboys 7-point favorites down in Big D, in the Star, in Jerry's world. 45.5-point total right now. Zeke's addition, does that change dramatically how you thought about this game?
Mike, I bet the Giants last week before the contract was signed, and I bet them again after the contract was signed. That's how confident I am with Zeke Elliott having an impact on this game after being in Cabo for the last month and a half. Doesn't affect me at all.
Interesting. So, Joe, on the Giants today, it is a 7-point spread. Divisional matchup.
I like Giants it at play 7.5, Cowboys tough, I'll tell you that.
Vice versa. Yeah. Yeah. That hook. Need that hook sometimes. So we'll come back. We'll get into more games. We're going to talk about Chargers, Colts next. Obviously, no more Andrew Luck there. Can Jacoby Brissett get the Colts on the board with their first win against the Chargers? We'll be right back on PFT.
Game time decisions. No stupid bets. Let's win money. Let's win $50,000. Let's win $100,000 this year playing football. Think smart, bet smart, and it's a habit. It's sort of like eating well, Cam. It has to start somewhere, right? And at least I started with some of these futures. I think we can do it, buddy. But it's tough hosting shows like this because we give picks and props and we're in this and that and everything else. But we got to stay disciplined, Cam. That's the word of advice. You and I, we both need to stay focused and disciplined.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wager Talk with Teddy Covers and Ralph Michaels.
Talked about the week one underdogs as being a long-term profitable trend. Division dogs, bigger underdogs. And yet the markets, you know what they're saying then? They're flipping them the bird, literally, when it comes to that particular trend. Why? Nothing but Eagles money. The Redskins fade has begun, Ralph. Philly up to minus 10 at home against the Redskins.
Watch live weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid and Zumo TV, channel 719.
Back on PFT, live at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Mike Blewett, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. You find Dane on Twitter, at Spittin' Speeds. Joe will be on Twitter, at Joe Ranieri, R-A-I-N-E-R-I. And you find me on Twitter, at Mike Blewett. So feel free to interact with us there. Can't do it so much during the show, but I do what I can during the week. And then Sports Grid, best place to find our latest shows and content and everything else. And for those of you watching on Zumo, thank you for joining us, but clearly you can get us in a variety of different ways. So go to the Sports Grid on Twitter and you'll find out the ways that you can watch and listen. So, all right, let's move on. We talked about Zeke a little bit. A game that we're going to talk about next. No more Andrew Luck. It's so funny because we talked for a month about Melvin Gordon's holdout. And then Zeke's holdout was part of that. And that's all we were talking about. Zeke holdout. When's he coming back? Melvin's holdout. When's he coming back? By the way, story this morning says 6 to 8 weeks. It's about what I expected. Week 10, he's got to get there in order to toll a year of experience in order for him to get to free agency. But ultimately, it looks like 6 to 8 weeks for Melvin Gordon. He'll be gone. So half the season, enjoy your Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson shares. And then the end of the season exploded. Antonio Brown, we got Zeke Elliott signing, Tyreek Hill signing, Julio Jones signing. So all this information packed in, really, into the last 10 days or so. I know the AB thing was ongoing, but here we are. He's on a new team and made $0 from the Raiders. But one of those major stories was Andrew Luck retiring, and Jacoby Brissett gets the 2-year extension, Dane. And now here we are, week one, playing the Chargers. What do you got here?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I'm not super down on the Colts. I was high on the Colts. I thought the Colts were primed and ready. I had futures tickets on them in the AFC Championship game, if you want to know the truth, with Andrew Luck. However, I also believe that Jacoby Brissett is one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL. We've seen him win games with these Indianapolis Colts before. And 2 years ago, it was a much worse offensive line, much worse skill position group, much worse defense. So I think that, you know, Ballard and the guys at the Colts in the front office have done a great job of building stuff around Andrew Luck. Yes, there will be a drop, right? And do I still see them as a Super Bowl contender or an AFC Championship contender? Not as much. But at something like plus 450, plus 500, I still think they're a decent value to win the AFC South. I still think that guys like T.Y. Hilton, Devin Funchess, whichever tight ends you like, can still be viable. And honestly, if you're playing DFS this week, go look at the price of Jacoby Brissett and tell me he's not a value for you that would allow you to put some studs in other places. He will put forth a representative effort tonight. Do I think they win the game against Los Angeles today? No. But can you still get some production, some stats out of the Colts playmakers and Jacoby Brissett, especially Brissett at $6,000, the bargain basement on FanDuel? Sign me up for that.
So, Joe, 6.5-point favorites here, the Chargers in a team, in a stadium where historically we don't have much of an advantage. This is a really good team, a really good roster, top to bottom in L.A., but giving up 6.5 points in a place where they don't have a home field advantage, do you like Jacoby Brissett to keep it close today?
Yeah, one of the biggest rules in sports betting, Mike, you know this, and bookmakers, they live and die by public perception. And the public perception prior to Andrew Luck retiring was simply 3 points. That's what they were underdogs at, 3 points. He retires, And that number ballooned to 7.5. And, you know, you talk to any sharp that you want, they'll tell you 2.5, 3 points maybe for not having Andrew Luck. So the overreaction of, once again, the bookmakers knowing the public was going to go, oh, boy, that's it. Stick a fork in the Colts. Way overvalued. You know, in sports betting, it's all about timing. It's all about getting the right number. Doesn't make a difference what the name in the jersey is, Mike. The only thing that matters is you get the right number. And for a little while there, when the announcement came down and the betting world went crazy, there were 7, 7.5s out there, and it's just way too much. The Colts, they're not going to be what they would be with Andrew Luck, but they're not going to be that far off, Mike. It was a big jump there. A lot of value on the Colts today in that building.
Totally agree on this. I think the Chargers losing Derwin James throws cold water on their ability to win the Super Bowl this year. Still think they're a very good roster top to bottom. Even with Melvin Gordon gone, that running back duo will carry them through for those first 6 to 8 games. I suspect it'll be closer to 8. But I think, importantly about the Colts, the 2017 roster that Brissett played with and got beat up by is vastly different than the one that he's playing with in 2019. They had 2 all-pro rookies last year. Quentin Nelson drafted in the first round. Darius Leonard, linebacker, drafted in the third round. They have accumulated far more talent. Paris Campbell, another addition now. We'll see how he fares as a rookie wide receiver. But I think all of that comes into play today. I think 6.5 is too many points. To Joe's point, if you had 7 or 7.5, you're in really good shape. But, Dane, I'll ask you one more question on this game, and then we'll move to another one for Joe. So your thoughts on the total here, because in a previous show earlier today, DFS Today, with Joe Pisapia, he likes this game to go over, sees a lot of points being scored.
Interesting. I'm staring at a total right now, 44.5 in that game with our friends over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Yep. And listen, honestly, I kind of have post-traumatic stress syndrome from what I saw on Thursday Night Football, if you want to know the truth, Blewett, okay? Some of these teams didn't play their studs, didn't play their stars in the preseason, and it's kind of like you're damned if you do or damned if you don't, right? The product we saw on the field on Thursday, 17 punts, 20 penalties, that is going to give me cause for pause for betting overs today in week one, because I think there will be some sloppy play. And remember, while we have seen Brissett on the field, does he have the chemistry with all of these weapons? And you could say the same thing on the opposite side. You talk about Melvin Gordon not being there, but remember, Keenan Allen's a little bit banged up as well. Offensive line stud Okun has blood clots, is not going to be playing. You know, I think both of these teams have high-flying and dynamic offenses, but I don't know that they'll be the best versions of themselves coming right out the gate. I would stay away from the total, honestly, but if I had to, I might lean under.
All right. So, Joe, I wanted to move on to a different topic with you, because we have 2 high-flying explosive offenses from a year ago going up against potentially tougher defensive matchups today, both on the road. You got the Chiefs currently. I want to see where we're at right now on that number as I scroll through. Folks are trying to give you the live lines.
50 and
I want
half,
to do something
I
that I did a day ago.
50.5
on the total there. Chiefs at Jaguars, Joe, and they're laying 3.5. So we got that one, and I'll ask you, after you answer that, I'll ask you about the Rams-Panthers, another high-flying offense on the road. So give me your thoughts on the Chiefs getting off to a good start or not so much this week.
This is another one of those public perception games from a sports betting perspective, guys, where everybody's already anointed. It's Mahomes. It's going to be Mahomes Brady again. They're going to score 1 million points, but I would caution you to slow down a little bit, because it opened up at 4.5 already, the number. It's down to 3.5 because the sharps know exactly what I'm talking about here. And if you look back at this team last year, the Jacksonville Jags, atrocious quarterback play from Bortles. Injuries plagued them up and down the roster all year long. They went 2-6 in games decided by 6 or fewer, and they were 0-3 in field goal games. A couple of different bounces, we're having a different conversation about this game. It was 31-14. Kansas City won this game last year in Arrowhead, right? So you're thinking blowout. Yeah, Bortles threw 4 picks, and one was returned for a pick 6 and also lost the fumble. So now that you've got a veteran presence, a Super Bowl winning quarterback in that locker room with Nick Foles, you've got an even better defense now coming. You've got corners that match up with the weapons out there. To me, again, we look for value in week one, Mike, and there is huge value looking at the Jacksonville Jags at home in this spot. They weren't nearly as bad as people are making them out to seem last year. A couple of bounces, turnover here or there. We're having a different conversation about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I actually agree. I think I'll take the 3.5 today. I like the hook. You're always going to look for some home underdogs, and I think the Jacksonville are a live dog today. So Daily Roto has, it's one of their best bets, to be frank. Daily Roto puts out a really good betting model. Their five-star bets last year hit at over a 70% rate. No five stars on the docket today, but they have currently a three-star bet. They like Kansas City laying the 3.5, but Joe and I are actually the other way on this one. So I think there's enough value there. I'm with him. I think the Jaguars have a bounce-back season. In fact, I'm holding a ticket. I don't have physical tickets, but I'm holding a ticket that says the Jaguars can win the division this year. I got it at plus 240 just earlier this morning. So I put money where my mouth is on the Jaguars. I'm not suggesting that that is my prediction. I'm just saying there's enough value there and enough value on the bet today that I think it's worth the risk. Joe, let me bounce to that second game that I wanted to ask you about before we go back to Dane. You got the Rams at Carolina right now. It's down to -2. I know it was higher than that earlier this week. So the line has swung in the favor of the Panthers. So Rams on the road, another high-flying offense that is trying to get off to a good start. Super Bowl hangover, or what do you think on this one?
I am fading the Rams, guys. I can't stress it enough. This could be one of my favorite plays of the day here today. We've got, once again, just like we witnessed last week, not one offensive starter played in the preseason for the Rams. Oh, yeah, he did this last year. Sean McVay, same situation, and they opened up against the Raiders, and they went into halftime losing against that abysmal Raiders team last year. The rust is going to be there. I think they got worse on the offensive line. I think they got even worse in the linebacking situation. They are not going to be. That hangover is a real deal. They, to me, first half, give me the Carolina Panthers in the first half all day long. They're going to come out and run over the Rams in that game.
Yeah, interesting. Dane, really quick, I'd say the big issue that I have with these teams resting the starters isn't – I obviously agree with them resting the starters. Where I think it gets difficult, and what you saw on Thursday, is the defense is giving real looks. They don't give those in the preseason, dime packages, nickel packages, and then the offenses struggle.
Yeah, you don't get that in joint practices at all, Blewett. Absolutely. And that's why you see delay of games and weird penalties like that as well.
Yeah, they gave up 10 sacks, 20 combined penalties on Thursday night. Hopefully we see a little bit better brand of football today, but some of it's going to look similar. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about some of the games today. We have Daily Roto next after this.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Back on the Sports Grid TV network, we're going to bring in Drew Dinkmeyer here in just a moment. He's going to give you the laydown on Daily Roto and exactly who to play, who not to play, who to fade, who to stack on FanDuel and DraftKings today. I'm live from the FanDuel Sportsbook, so good to have Drew on. Drew, thank you for coming on here. I've been reading and obviously listening to a lot of your content. Okay, Drew's waiting on Drew, so Drew will be here in a moment. I jumped the gun. I apologize. So we got obviously some a lot to cover in DFS. Dane, I'll throw one question to you before until we get Drew back on. And what is the one or two games, Dane, that you're looking at from a game stack standpoint?
You do for anybody who's new to the DFS game, right? You'll hear the term stack, and that's where you're putting the quarterback together with one of the wide receivers. I have two that I like, Blue, and I wanted to hear Drew's thoughts about it. I might be stacking these Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Atlanta Falcons pass defense was not the best, and the fact that I'm hearing that, you know, Diggs is going to go, but that he still may be a little compromised with the hamstring, I like me some Kirk Cousins and an Adam Thielen stack. You can get Cousins in the mid-7,000s, and I like that one. Another one for a similar kind of range in the quarterback and with the stack, I like going down to Tampa. I think they are going to score some points against the 49ers today, that kind of Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston combo. And I'm going to stack Jameis Winston in some lineups, not with Mike Evans, who has the illness that they say, but with the number two wide receiver that has gotten all sorts of buzz, and that is Chris Godwin. So I have some stacks of Jameis Winston and Chris Godwin. You can get Winston on FanDuel at 7,500 and Godwin at 6,900. Those are two stacks I'm interested in today, and I want to hear if, you know, Dinkmeyer thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, Drew, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on our Sunday morning Pro Football Day. New show, new crew, but same old Drew joining us here to give us some good information. Hope you had a good summer, bud.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you, and excited for the start of football season.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into the positions. I'll hold quarterbacks back for a minute because I think appropriately you can use a lot of different options at QB. And I think you do a good job of covering that each and every week. And I say this on every show. You really need to be listening to the Daily Roto podcast each and every week. This week it was Drew Dinkmeyer and Mike Leone. It's typically those two. It comes out a little bit later this year because they're focusing on Showdown on the Thursday night in the Thursday content. And then Saturday you'll get the Sunday write-ups and obviously the podcast that fills you in on the information. The thing I like about that actually is there's a little bit more injury information in the podcast now than there was prior. So that's a positive development. But let's talk RBs. We obviously have Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley at the top of the heap price-wise, but some of the values look like guys like Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, even Chris Carson.
Yeah, there's a lot to like at the running back spot in terms of values this week. You mentioned it's an interesting week in that you have plenty of salary relief in the DFS world. There's lots of cheap plays because the pricing comes out early for these tournaments to fill. And you also have a lot of good mid-tier values at running back. So while it's easy to fit guys like Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey or Ezekiel Elliott if you want, although there's some workload concerns there, it's not our preference. Our preference is to build through that kind of mid-tier area where Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, Leonard Fournette, Chris Carson, Austin Eckler are all kind of hovering. Most of those guys are in the situations that you look for running backs, which is, you know, favored teams, teams that are likely to play from ahead so you can kind of rack up those carries, teams with high implied totals so they have high touchdown equity. And they all have pretty good price tags. So I'm really focusing on that mid-tier quite a bit, both in cash games and tournaments. I think running backs is one of those positions that, for me, is a little bit more predictable and projectable because the workload is a little bit more consistent week in and week out. So it's one of those positions that I don't necessarily feel the need to be contrarian. So if my contrarian take is anything this week, it's probably that I'll have less of those really high-end running backs and a lot more of the mid-tier exposure.
Hey, Drew, this is Dane Martinez. Good to talk to you again. I'm glad you mentioned guys like Austin Eckler. I have him in my lineup, and another mid-tier guy that I have in my lineups is Kerryon Johnson. I hope he fits the same kind of, you know, categorization you mentioned. I want to ask you about one specific guy, Old Faithful Drew. I'm looking at the tight end position, okay? And you got fancy names. I have some shares of Evan Ingram, who I think is going to get a ton of opportunity today. But I want to ask you if I'm crazy about something, Drew. I know that, well, surprise, there is no Jordan Reed in Washington. I want to ask you about Old Faithful Vernon Davis. He is literally going at only $4,000, the absolute bargain basement price on FanDuel. And I know that none of these other pass catchers really scare me for the Washington football team. I throw on the game flow that I think they will be down, potentially dinking and dunking in the second half. Would I be crazy to take a shot? Because you got to go zig when other people zag somewhere. Would I be crazy to go Vernon Davis now that Jordan Reed has been ruled out?
No, not at all, Dane. We think Vernon Davis is one of the better sources of salary relief at the tight end position on FanDuel. It's just an incredible price tag. Obviously, they weren't expecting Jordan Reed to be ruled out here. There's a lot of volume questions on the Washington offense in a whole. Will they be able to sustain drives without Trent Williams, with a new quarterback situation with Case Keenum this year, with less talent at the skill positions? But there's also a lot of opportunity for really cheap options, whether it's Vernon Davis, whether it's Trey Quinn or Chris Thompson or Jarius Geis, who it sounds like he's going to have a more substantial workload than maybe we originally anticipated, with Adrian Peterson expected to be inactive as well. So someone is likely to deliver value. The question is, what kind of upside do they ultimately have? I think when you think about it, you got to think about the opportunity cost. And tight end is one of those positions where there's a lot of variance week to week, and one score can really elevate kind of a cheap guy. So in terms of the opportunity cost, I think it's least at the tight end position, which is why Vernon Davis is probably the Washington player that I'll have the most exposure of today.
So another issue that we've been tracking is Stephon Diggs. He missed practice. He had limited practices. Does this have you on Adam Thielen at all? And give me some other thoughts at wide receiver. I know Mike Evans has an illness there, so that puts Chris Godwin firmly in a good value situation. So Thielen, Godwin, and maybe a couple of other guys of note.
Yeah, I think both of those guys are in really good spots. With the Diggs situation, he just has a long history of when he's on the injury report, his performance hasn't held up to when he's not on the injury report. And that's consistent with most players, but with Diggs, it's been really exaggerated. These are all relatively small samples, so it's hard to draw conclusions from them, but it's at least something that you have to keep in the back of your mind. What we did is we basically docked Stephon Diggs' market share of targets by 2% and then let that scale out to the rest of the team. So it did help Adam Thielen a little bit. I think Minnesota is going to be able to move the ball. The question is, what will the offense look like this year, and will they be as pass happy as they were early in the season? All expectations are that they will not, and that will impact the volume. So I have a lot more Dalvin Cook than I have Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, but I do have some of those guys as well. In terms of other wide receivers at the position, you mentioned Chris Godwin. It sounds like Mike Evans is going to be able to go, but it's still such a great matchup against San Francisco. They're secondary ranked in the bottom six in Football Outsiders DVOA against the pass last season, and they're banged up in the secondary early in the season. Jimmy Ward is already ruled out, and then they have two corners that are questionable in the injury report as well. So I think Godwin's in a good spot. I think Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore are really interesting guys that we're really high on for the Carolina offense this season. In the preseason, it was the Curtis Samuel hype train all preseason long. But DJ Moore put up 9.6 yards per target at age 21 in the NFL, which is just rarefied air. We think he's a really, really strong play. And I think that Detroit-Arizona game, I know Dane's on Kerryon Johnson. I think some of the Detroit wide receivers are pretty interesting there too, because if Arizona does play up to the tempo that we expected when Cliff Kingsbury was named the head coach, there could be a lot of plays in that game. So guys like Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay, Kerryon Johnson, I think they might all be a little bit under-owned for what the potential upside is in that matchup against Arizona, who's also missing Patrick Peterson early in the season.
Drew, I love it. You are completely validating what I'm thinking about going into the weekend, and that makes me feel much better. Before you got on, I talked about a Cousins Thielen stack. I talked about a Winston Godwin stack. But listen, Drew, what you talk about all the time, these week one numbers, right? The prices come out so early. So there are definite opportunities, right? We've talked about guys like whether it be Eckler, who's priced in, a guy like Tyler Boyd was priced in with AJ Green there. You know, a guy like Jacoby Brissett, for goodness sakes, with Andrew Luck there. But one that I want to ask you about is back at the running back position. Listen, when these prices came out, if you looked at the San Francisco 49er backfield, right? You had Tevin Coleman there. You had Jerick McKinnon there. And many people thought Matt Breida would be the RB3 for this team. This week, we hear that Matt Breida is, in fact, listed atop the depth chart. I look at the San Francisco-Tampa game. I think there will be points scored both ways and production to be had. I cite Matt Breida at only $5,400 as a good value. A, do you agree? And are there other guys out there like that where their price value is just too cheap because of, you know, the perception of when the prices came out in the first place?
Yeah, that's certainly the case, Dane. You know, they release these prices so early that, you know, injuries will happen or just changes in depth chart and whatnot, and raises the value of guys substantially. I think Breida is pretty interesting. I really like that San Francisco-Tampa Bay game in general. I mentioned San Francisco struggled, but Tampa Bay was also bottom six. So it features two teams that are bottom six in pass defense DVOA last season. It's not the stickiest stat year over year, but neither of the team really made concerted efforts to substantially upgrade those areas. So I think that game can really play fast and play to a shootout. I think Breida is interesting. I think Marquise Goodwin is interesting as an off-the-radar option as well. But in terms of guys that are just, you know, underpriced because of you know, simply the pricing being released early, you almost always look to the running back position. And so you look to situations where there's either more depth chart ready now, like Chris Carson, or you look to situations like the Melvin Gordon holdout with Austin Eckler. Those situations immediately create a ton of value. Similarly, at the wide receiver position, I think that's the case with D.D. Westbrook for Jacksonville, where, you know, coming into the offseason, there was a lot of competition with D.J. Chark and Marquise Lee for targets out there, and Chris Conley, the addition of him. But over the course of the preseason, it looked like D.D. Westbrook really separated himself. Marquise Lee was slow kind of getting back to the team and recovering from offseason surgery. So it looks like he's going to go into the season as kind of a clear-cut number one, and I don't think that was expected when the pricing came out. He's priced below 6,000. I think he's a good value as well.
So lastly, want to get to the defenses, because we got a couple of defenses that'll probably be pretty chalky in the Eagles going up against a Washington offense that has got a lot of issues, and Baltimore going up against a Miami defense that doesn't even really have issues. They just don't have an offense. So those are the two chalk defenses. Anybody else out there for value?
Yeah, I think so. For value, it's interesting. The Dolphins, you know, they're priced at 3,000, and I don't think, you know, it's really a lot to be excited about with the Dolphins defense. It's certainly lacking in talent, but that price tag with defenses, you can just get weird stuff that happens. And obviously, Lamar Jackson, a very mobile quarterback, but one that can also take sacks. So I think they're interesting as a really cheap option. I think, for the same reason I like the offensive players in the Detroit-Arizona game in terms of pace of play, I also like the Lions defense as a cheaper option that's a little bit off the board. I think, you know, Marcus Gilbert being out for Arizona is a knock against their offensive line. And if they are going to rack up a lot of plays, you don't really worry about points against with your fantasy defenses. You want opportunities for sacks and turnovers. And if they're going to run a lot more plays than everybody else, then those opportunities will certainly be there for Detroit. So I think they're very interesting in tournaments. I think Kansas City's defense is pretty interesting in tournaments with Cam Robinson out for Jacksonville as well.
Okay, last thing, I just want to tell you to everybody to go to Drew Dinkmeyer on Twitter, at Drew Dinkmeyer. He's got his Wellymaker charity back in full force. You can read about it there. But I wanted to give you one opportunity, Drew, to talk about any changes to the product over at Daily Roto. What can people find that's maybe new this year from last year?
Yeah, so we've added some new features in the optimizer that we have some optimizer tutorials on. You can check those out at dailyroto.com or on our YouTube page. The big change, though, we made is, you noted, Mike, our premium podcast is focused on that Saturday content, but we actually have a free podcast now on the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast that you can check out on iTunes. It'll come out on Thursdays most weeks, and they'll have a game-by-game breakdown.
Perfect. Great to talk to you again, Drew. I know we'll talk to you again soon. We'll be doing this segment each and every week. So check him out on Twitter, at Drew Dinkmeyer. Good luck today, Drew. And good luck to everybody out there playing DFS today. We'll talk to you again soon. And we'll be right back on PFT.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Brainness!
Make it rain.
Zeke got what he wants, and I think Lev Bell is a little bit upset right now because of look at what he got after that big old year-long holding out. And you tell me Zeke Elliott got to skip all of training camp, can ride on in on his white horse, and now be the most highly paid person at the position? Looks good to Zeke.
And unfortunately, great for the market for running backs.
Saquon Barkley is licking his chops at this.
Weekday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
That's what I'm saying. Back on PFT, thank you for joining us on the Sports Grid TV Network. Bringing in Gabe Morenci, my friend. You hear him here every day on the Sports Grid TV Network for many hours. But he's going to give you your best bets. Gabe, what's going on this Sunday?
We're ready to rock and roll. The National Football League season is upon us. And it's interesting. There hasn't been a ton of line movement. But a game I want to focus in on early here is this Buffalo Bill New York Jet game, in which you figure there would be some homerism, seeing that, you know, basically they're playing this game in the parking lot behind us, but not so. We've got a 2.5 here. A lot of Buffalo Bill money came in all week. I really don't understand it, and this is coming from someone that loves the Buffalo Bills. I don't have to tell you. I don't understand this. I hate to say it, but It kind of worries me that the so-called sharps are on the Buffalo Bills. Now, I think the trendiest bet of the week so far, guys, and you know how I feel about trends and hipsters, right? I'm not down. I like to fade the hipsters, the skinny jean and tie crowd. Everyone's talking about the LA Rams, like the Rams are going to fall into an abyss after what happened in the Super Bowl. I don't like the fact that they didn't play their starters and, you know, they didn't play at all. And we saw what happened with Aaron Rodgers, a little rusty coming out of the gate. I think people are focusing in on the fact that Super Bowl losers, guys, in the last 20 years are 7-13 in their first game after losing the Super Bowl. They're also 5-15 against the spread in this spot. But if winning money betting on football was as easy as just reading past historical trends, then we'd all be a lot richer than we are, right? So I like the LA Rams in this spot. The Carolina Panthers are a very trendy team right now coming into this football game, but I don't buy it, man. Cam Newton got banged up in the preseason. Ron Rivera versus Sean McVay. Sean McVay has a chip on his shoulder after the embarrassment last year in the Super Bowl. I'm on the Rams, and I'm on about 99 of other things as well. We're going to be back in about an hour's time. We'll start to dive into the props that I played, and I'll share the picks that we're on. But remember, guys, if you're thinking about taking an underdog, remember what I've been stressing. Last year, 82% of the time, the point spread did not matter, Mike. That's 82% of the time the point spread did not matter. Green Bay Packers continued this theme with an outright win. So if you're thinking, you know what, I want to take the 3 points, I want to take 4 points, take them on the money line. Maybe split your bets in half. But remember, money lines win in a National Football League. Point spreads are a scam. It's like a placebo. It doesn't really help you in the end.
The Sports Grid Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
It's your Pro Football Today news update.